Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's time for Sounding Off.
Hit it. Go ahead. All right, Campbell, this offseason, the Cleveland Browns made a deal for Texans quarterback Brock Osweiler after he struggled last season throwing for under 3,000 yards, 15 touchdowns, and 16 interceptions. Many have questioned whether or not he is a starter in the NFL. However, Osweiler himself doesn't seem to have any doubts.
I'm not going to compare the two situations because, one, they're two different teams. They're two different systems offensively, how we do things. My sole focus right now is on this system, this team, and being my absolute best I can possibly be for the Cleveland Browns.
But are you good enough to be a starting quarterback in this league? I mean, regardless of the system.
Absolutely.
Why?
I think the proof is in the film for the past 2 years.
But some people would say the proof's not in the film from last year.
It's okay.
Okay, I would say that the proof is not in the film over the last year. However, the year before, if we're going by the film of the year before, somebody, including John Elway, thought he was worth $15 million a year, didn't he? Denver, I'm sorry, but it's true. But somebody thought it was worth to pay him $16 million a year, so he's not totally wrong. However, I probably would have phrased it the wrong way. I just didn't understand. There were people here in Cleveland who were yelling at Brock Osweiler. You should have just shut up. What's he supposed to say? Yeah, I ask you that, James. I ask you that, Stu. What was he supposed to say?
Yeah, you're totally right. There's nothing else he could have said. He had to say he's a good quarterback.
I'm a bum. Sorry. I should back up Cody Kessler. This is great.
There it is. Yeah. So I'm making $16 million a year. Somebody just signed me the other day. I'm here in Cleveland, where they were the worst team in the NFL, and they don't even want... They've been arguing to get a quarterback. They've been wanting a quarterback since Bernie freaking Kosar. But still, they don't want me as a quarterback, and I'm just supposed to love it. Just supposed to love this whole thing. Okay, I guess you guys are right. It's like that episode of Family Guy where Sean Hannity's yelling at Underdog. Or was it Underdog? What was it, Droopy Dog? Yeah. Okay, I guess you're right. Well, I'm not that good of a quarterback. I'm Brock Osweiler. I'm sorry. Well, I just go out there and I suck and I'm real tall. What is he supposed to say? Yes. If he can't beat that room, no, he's not a good quality quarterback. You have a rookie and you have Cody Kessler. Great. You should be able to beat that room, Brock. You really should. And you should have confidence in yourself that you can beat that room. I didn't have a problem with the line of questioning, but I just didn't understand some of the... I can't believe Brock Osweiler would have the stones to say that he was a starting quarterback in the NFL. Really? Go ask the third-team quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Guess what he says about himself. Come on. Next.
Sticking with Cleveland sports, Ken, essentially everyone, including the Las Vegas sportsbooks, has the Golden State Warriors as heavy favorites to defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA Finals. However, Cavs forward Kevin Love isn't exactly buying into this.
The whole underdog thing is funny to me because, yeah, at the end of the day, we are defending our title when we're trying to repeat, which is so hard to do. But I don't feel like we're underdogs. I think we match up well with them, and I think they say the same about us.
Well, I can't believe Kevin Love would have confidence in his team going into the NBA Finals. Well, I mean, what a sincere idiot. Yes, he's supposed to have confidence. However, I think both those teams really dislike each other, and Cleveland came in as a big underdog last year. Both teams have to respect each other. I think it's going to be a seven-game series. And when it comes down to a seven-game series, I will always take LeBron James. There's two guys in America in the history of the game that I would take to save my life if I needed to win one basketball game. And it's why we're still talking about both of them. It's LeBron James and it's Michael Jordan. And if you get to game seven, I will always take, until he falls apart or I die, I will always take LeBron James. And before him, I would always take Michael Jordan. Next.
In recent years, many athletes have gone off about participation trophies in sports. Most notably in 2015, Steelers linebacker James Harrison took his kids' participation trophies away. Well, on Saturday, Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper spoke to a group of Little Leaguers about this issue.
It's good. Okay. But it's not.
as much as they might tell you, oh, it's okay, you guys lost it. No, Johnny. No participation trophies, okay? First place only, all right? Hey. Come on. Oh.
Listen to the fans clapping. Did they have did it say in the article that they have participation trophies in that league specifically?
I'm not positive, Ken.
Because the fans, the parents, those are parents, obviously. Those are the ones clapping. I used to not care about participation trophies, and then I had kids. I believe in a participation ribbon or something like that. Something that says, like, hey, you know what? You stuck with it the entire year. Good on you, son. Now, it'll mean nothing later on in life. But something that stayed, hey, you stuck with it. You know, you might not have been too good or whatever, but you stuck with it, and here you go. Here's a little token of our appreciation. Trophies, though, trophies are for winners. Trophies are for champions. And I've always had a problem with not keeping score. I've had a problem with not keeping the minutes or things like that because losing is part of life. We all lose. Some of us are born losers. Some of us are born winners. But losing and not getting your way is a part of life. And there can be stories and there can be lessons. Stories we can tell and lessons we can teach out of losing. And out of losing with dignity and out of losing with grace. And because we don't want to hurt our children's feelings, we don't want to have that happen. Keep score. Keep score. Yes, keep score. There are winners and losers. Because they're going to find out. This is the whole thing. And people bag on millennials about this. And I don't want to get into the millennial argument. But people want to bag about millennials on this. There is one truth against millennials and against every generation. Life will eventually figure out. We still live in capitalism. We still live in a system where there are definitely winners and losers, and we're all just trying to fight for every single day to get ahead. That's all we're trying to do here. And we're trying to make it comfortable. And so for this, is that you have to understand early, is that you can lose with dignity. You can still be a good person. You can still be a good guy. You can make yourself better from losing. You can reinvent yourself. You can get better for the future of what you're doing. And those lessons can be turned and learned early. Keep score. Have winners and losers. Win with dignity. Lose with dignity. Those are great things that should be taught very early in sports.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.